This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's time once again for Love Letters with Boston Globe advice columnist Meredith Goldstein. And today Meredith brings us a complex issue, to say the least, race and dating. Her letter is from a young African-American Bostonian. She's 30 and interested in a serious relationship with a man, and race does not matter to her. But maybe in Boston it does, because it hasn't been so easy for her to meet someone here. So listeners, does the Boston dating scene welcome interracial relationships? What is the climate like here in your mind as compared to other cities? Join us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or as always, you can send us a comment on Facebook or Twitter. We're at Radio Boston. So here with us now is, of course, Meredith Goldstein, Love Letters columnist.
Hello.
Meredith, hey there.
Hi.
Also with us is Laura Worrell. She's a Boston area relationship guru who writes the Tart and Soul blog about dating and finding meaningful connections. Laura, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
I've got to say that your latest post with the headline of Eat, Pray, Puke left me laughing.
Yes, guess what that was about.
We'll get to that in a second. But Meredith, tell us a little bit about this letter.
So this letter read, Dear Meredith, I have dated a few Caucasian and Asian men and one person from the Middle East. Every one of these encounters ended immediately after they realized that I was expecting more than a sexual relationship. I'm left to wonder if non-black men still hold some preconceived notion about the entire species of black women. It escapes me as to why black men are so able to easily, quickly, and openly date women outside of their race, yet it's so difficult and rare for non-black men to do the same with black women. When I go to New York, it's very common to see mixed-race relationships involving black women, but I almost never see that in Massachusetts. Is Massachusetts just as conservative when it comes to dating?
And she signed it Cheyenne, not Shaniqua, from Randall.
Yes, that was quite a controversial sign-off as well.
So what'd you tell Cheyenne?
Well, you know, for Cheyenne, not Shaniqua, some of the issues she mentioned about dating as a black woman in Boston seemed to me to be issues about dating in general. She talked about men only wanting a sexual relationship, men sort of hitting on her inappropriately in bars, and I thought, well, I don't see why race has anything to do with that. This seems to be the experience of many of my readers, you know, race aside, that, you know, meeting guys at bars and you know, sort of finding men who aren't interested in just a sexual relationship seem to have nothing to do with race. So that was the first thing I said to her, which is some of that's just dating. And the other thing I said was, we need to all stop comparing anything to New York.
I was going to ask that,
there are things I see in New York that I never see here, you know, in dating and otherwise. And finally, I said, yes, that you probably are seeing some things you don't want to see. There are probably some people out there, many people in Boston, who will not date you because of your race and or maybe economic status. It's sort of just the way it is. I mean, I think that now that so many people are online dating, we can actually see who checked off our box. You know, there are people who will check off, you know, biracial but not black. It's almost jarring to see that when you actually have the choice, some of these people, you know, don't check off all the boxes.
But on the other hand, isn't it just like a way to sort of write off Boston by saying, okay, you see more interracial dating in New York but not in Boston? I mean, this is the 21st century in the United States
exactly,
of America.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. If this was a friend of mine asking me this question, I would say, first and foremost, what is it about these encounters that you have to cut off the idea that these men are expecting a sexual relationship? I think that's a whole other discussion,
right,
that women, and especially women who are 30 and under, we've got this supposed hookup culture that we're all a part of. So the fact that this woman is creating a situation where these men think, oh, we're going to have a sexual relationship is
a
whole...
You think she's creating the situation?
Well, the reason that I say that is because she says that every one of these encounters ended immediately after they realized that I was expecting more than a sexual relationship, which suggests she was already having one, or at least gave them the idea that she was open to one.
Well, I'm asking you about that because I wondered if she actually is just once again just being subject to unfair stereotypes of black women that they are expecting.
Well, that's
sexual
the other piece. That's definitely the other piece. And I can say, as a black woman and knowing a lot of black women, there is a lot of mythology around black female sexuality, and that's something that we all kind of have had to deal with in a lot of different levels. Having said that, though, there have been a lot of articles that black women are crying over that suggest that black women, especially well-educated women with higher incomes, black women with higher incomes, are actually, they hold a low value on the marriage scale. Mm. I actually read this on MSNBC. Mm. OkCupid.com recently announced that black women are not actually as valuable or getting as many hits as white women. So whether or not that's just sort of, whether or not Boston is actually behind the curve or just the norm is something that might be a little bit more accurate.
Okay, I want to get a couple calls in here. Okay. Nate's calling from Walpole. Welcome to Radio Boston, Nate.
Hi. I think race is portrayed. I think the idea of racism in the Boston area is portrayed as something that people aren't as subject to racist ideas. But I do believe that, you know, in the academic circles and higher classes, it may not be. But in your blue collar class and in the jobs where people do them just because they need the paycheck and not because it's their passion, you end up finding that there is a lot of racial tension, there is a lot of racial aggression, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's what you're finding in Boston, what the statistics portray as being absolutely valid.
Hmm. Nate, thank you for your call. I'm not sure if racial tension is limited to certain socioeconomic groups in Boston. I think our recent issue with Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. up at Harvard brought that to our attention. But let's get another call in here. Christopher's calling from Hudson. Welcome to Radio Boston, Christopher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your thought today?
Well, my thought is that, first of all, you don't worry about the city of Boston. If you find somebody that you love them, then you should simply love them. Now, I'm in an interracial relationship myself and have been for quite some time, but I didn't meet that person in Boston. I met her outside in the suburbs of Boston. I was saying earlier, and as far as race goes, I'm from Oklahoma in the Midwest of the country. And Boston, I think, is a lot more racist than those cities down there. And I don't think, I kind of agree with the earlier caller about the economic classes because just from where I'm at and from where I am now in my life. So I think there's a lot more of it here than it is elsewhere in the country.
Hey, Christopher, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I ask you really quickly, and I'm just going to go ahead and ask, what's your race and the race of the partner that you're in the relationship with it right now?
She's a woman. We've been married for 1 year now.
Okay.
We have a child. And it's been totally wonderful. I mean, we met online, and it's been just totally wonderful.
I suppose I'm asking because we're the letter writer for Love Letters was an African American woman, and I'm wondering if is your wife African American or white? What's the balance
no,
there?
No, I'm African American, and my wife is Anglo-Saxon.
Okay, Christopher, thank you so.
Yeah, but I think that as a woman, though, I think that she can find the right male. As an African American woman, she can find definitely the right male because I know that they're out there. It's just where you look. It's what do you want to do? If you want to keep up with the Joneses, then you may not find what you're looking for. But if you look outside of certain circles, you may find exactly the right person that you're looking for.
Christopher, thank you so much for your call. Meredith Goldstein, we've got two calls from two men here.
Ooh.
But I'm just wondering what you make that they do seem to think that race is absolutely an issue in Boston.
Well, you know, we usually get 500 to 1,000 comments about letters each day. And a lot of the people who commented on this letter, a lot of the men said, you know, I'm a white man from suburban Massachusetts, and frankly, because I wasn't exposed to much diversity in the town where I grew up, I am afraid to approach women outside of my race. And it was very interesting to me to see that people admitted that it was more about fears of approaching the unknown and less about unwillingness to date, you know, certain people.
Laura Worrell, you run this thing called the Man Panel.
Yes.
And where race is an issue that people are asking, I believe, men who sit
yes.
there and are willing to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like from what you've experienced, people don't really even want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it at all. Yeah, it's a fun sort of panel discussion about relationships. And very often when black women are in the audience, that's the question they ask. Why can't I find a partner in particular? Why don't white men want to approach me? And as soon as that question is asked, the tension level just rises. And a lot of what the answers are is, as Meredith said, there's a lot of intimidation. But I think that there's also the idea that black women don't actually want to be approached by men outside of their race. Whether or not that's true is obviously, you know, an individual choice. But I believe that white men in Boston, as a matter of fact, in my own personal experience, I've actually had a lot of white men in Boston approach me more than any other city that I've lived in, and I've lived in quite a few cities. So I don't necessarily think that it's Boston. But I do think that if women are sort of coming into a situation where they assume, okay, I've got this handicap, I'm a black woman, that's probably one of the first things that's going to sort of turn people away from them if they're already kind of thinking that something's going to happen in a negative way.
Well, Laura Worrell, you are the writer and blogger of Tarte and Soul, a blog about dating and finding meaningful connections, also the creator of Boston's Man Panels. Thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Sure, thank you for having me.
And Meredith Goldstein, love letters columnist for the Boston Globe. Thank you, as always.
Thanks for having me.